friends and neighbors. Welcome back to the second hour of The Bigger Picture, the show that asks the big, big questions about the world we live in. Had a great first hour of the show. Really, really good callers. We want to encourage friends and neighbors, all of you out there who haven't called in the show tonight, to pick up the phone and give us a call. Our number here is 866-870-5752. Coming to you live and local. That's right, live and local here on AM 870, The Answer. Our featured guest now is on the line. We're very, very honored to be joined by actress Pamela Dunlap. You've seen her in such hit HBO shows as Girls and Mad Men and many, many, many other things. Pamela, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm terrific. Thank you so much.
Now, I have to ask you, we are 1 hour and 53 minutes away from Election Day. Has it come?
1 hour and 53 minutes.
Wait a minute.
A day.
One day. Sorry. 1 day and 53 minutes.
Yeah, you're rushing it.
I'm feeling that it's closer than that.
Trump's not ready. Those 5 million votes are still coming in.
We need to find them. But my question to you, Pamela, is do you have the same deep feeling of relief that we're feeling here in the studio that finally it might actually be over?
No, I don't have a sense of relief. I feel very fearful.
Okay.
I'll have relief when it is over. I'm not feeling a sense of relief at the moment.
Oh, I'm just looking forward to it being over. I mean, having lived through this campaign on both sides of the aisle, the Democratic campaign and the Republican campaign, for the last 2 years, just banging on again and again.
Well, it hasn't been 2 years, but it has.
It feels.
Felt like it
feels.
It's been every bit of 15 months.
But your concern, Pamela, you said you're fearful. Which result do you think is causing you the most fear? Because we get callers, if you heard any of our callers on the first hour, we've got kind of open fearfulness. It's equal opportunity fearfulness. People are fearful of a Hillary win. People are fearful of a Donald win. Everyone's fearful of a result here. Are you more fearful of one result or the other?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely more fearful of one result than the other. No question about it. I want to see Hillary Clinton in the White House.
Okay.
I agree.
Absolutely. The alternative possibility is frightening to me. Very frightening.
I agree.
Yes, Phil in the studio is our co-host, is a big, big fan of Hillary Rodham Clinton. I have to ask, because I asked this of people who are voting Hillary now, were you always a Hillary supporter, or just between you and I? No one else is listening, just between you and I.
Uh-huh.
Early on, were you a Bernie supporter who've now kind of pivoted over to Hillary?
Absolutely not.
No, good. Stand by your woman. If you're Hillary,
not
then you're Hillary now.
For a second.
But Bernie was so popular. As someone who was a Hillary supporter.
Not with me, he wasn't.
So how did you react to that? I love talking to Hillary supporters, like really hardcore Hillary supporters like you're describing. So Bernie's building. It was those early months. Everyone's rallying. Hollywood's rallying around him. All the big celebs are rallying around him. As a Hillary supporter, you were looking at the Bernie phenomenon. What were you thinking?
I move over. Get out of the way.
But he got so much publicity and with that Brooklyn accent and
but what I have to say, I think that Bernie made Hillary even better.
Do you think that's a theory? That's a theory. Yeah. I mean, do you see improvements in Pamela and Hillary's campaign because she was tested? She was bloodied in debates and in the rhetoric by Bernie. Do you think there was any of that it made her a stronger candidate?
No, I don't think she was bested in any way, shape, or form by anybody else out there.
Right. And so what are you most looking forward to in the first 100 days of a Hillary administration? What do you think is going to be one of her first signature steps that she takes? What are you most looking forward to?
Wow, I really had not given that any thought. I just want to see her get elected.
Yes. Just get elected. We'd have our first female president. The British are on their second female prime minister.
But it would be historic for the U.S.
Way behind the rest of the world. I mean, look at India, for heaven's sake.
Oh, right.
There's plenty of other countries.
Israel.
The Scandinavian countries, Germany. I mean, it's absurd that it's It's absurd that it has taken us too long, so this long.
Well, it could have been 8 years ago. It could have been 8 years ago if it wasn't for Barack Obama, Phil, squeezing into what should have been. 2008 felt like a good year for Hillary until Obama
showed up. Until Iowa happened.
Until Iowa happened. Interesting to hear you talk about politics, but one of the reasons we have you on the show is obviously you're a highly accomplished actress. You've been in so many different things, both on TV and in movies. You've been in so much great stuff. But in addition to being on our TV screens and movie screens, you're actually a highly accomplished stage actress, and you're in a great, great play here in Southern California that's just about to open. Isn't it opening in a couple of days? It's called Waiting for Grace.
That's right, and we're opening on November the 12th, and we're playing at the Odyssey Theater in West Los Angeles, and I want everybody to come out and see us.
So what's the play about? Is it a feel-good film? Is it a tearjerker? Should I bring my plus one? Should I bring my elderly parents?
Does Grace ever show up?
Is it like Waiting for Godot?
Don't spoil anything.
You should bring all of the above.
Okay.
And it's very funny, and it's very moving, and it's a story of a woman looking in the modern world for a relationship, for a partner, for a mate, and how incredibly difficult that can be, especially for a woman who's a feminist in this world, and especially when you give how difficult all relationships are. Any kind of a relationship between human beings. We're all of us so very different, and negotiating a relationship is always very, very difficult, and on many levels doomed.
well, especially
that's one way of looking at it.
Now, my question is: you look at dating today, and I've been in a relationship for a long time, so I don't know about how the kids date today. But it seems to be all about the phone swiping, and they're doing Tinder and all these different things. That seems to be the way the young people today are pairing off. They're not going to pubs. They're not going on dates. They're just doing these phone apps. Is there any of that social media in the play, or is this much more of an old-fashioned, you got to meet everyone one at a time, face-to-face? Is it trying to broach the 21st century reality of dating at all?
No, it certainly broaches the 21st century reality of dating, but not with social media. First of all, the woman in this play is she's in her 40s. So, she's not a Tinder user.
Oh, okay.
she's not doing this online. And I personally don't know anything about the dating habits of 20-year-olds. Thank God.
No. It's hard to imagine. I hear them, and you hear people talking. You got young people in the office, and just what I read in the Sunday papers. And it seems to be this kind of volume thing where you just hold your phone up and you're just swiping
well,
until
it's what speed dating used to be, only even faster.
It's
and
faster.
Less personal.
Right. And there's so much more superficial because you really do have just the photo, I guess. Your play, Pamela, about what a woman, obviously I'm sure she's a complicated, nuanced individual with opinions and all of that, and that seems to be a much more thorough or nuanced way of meeting someone, is trying to find someone who pairs up like that rather than social media, when you just say swipe left, swipe right. It seems so much more shallow.
You're not just swiping around. I mean, there are profiles.
I don't know.
And so
I'm just reading
the
papers.
Think LinkedIn for toddlers.
dating.
For dating. There's details. Come on. It's not just pictures.
Now, the play is a comedy, Pamela. Is it funny? Is it something that's going to leap you?
Absolutely, it's funny. Absolutely, it's funny. And by the way, I'm not playing the woman who's out there looking for the mate.
Oh, you're not Grace. You're not Grace.
No, I'm not Grace. I'm not playing Grace. I play Grace's mother.
Oh, okay.
And I play one of Grace's therapists.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's taken this task to hand. She's very, very serious about what she's doing, about trying to find herself a mate.
Right.
And in pursuing that goal, she utilizes a lot of different resources, not the least of which is her mother and a therapist or two or three or four.
Now, on the mother role, I have to ask, you've got a mother looking at her 40-year-old single daughter. Is this the time when the mother is supporting and non-judgmental and just saying, you know, there are a lot of different paths to happiness? Or is she the mother like I envision, which is nagging, you know, what are you going to find your partner? What are you going to do this? What are you going to do that? What sort of mother are you portraying?
Well, she's very supportive.
Oh, good.
And very loving. And she is very concerned about her daughter and confused by her and nags her and incessantly.
She's a mother, Tim.
Her. She's a mother.
She's a mother, and she mothers the way mothers have mothered.
That's right. She mothers the way mothers have mothered sometimes. For time in the morning.
Thousands and thousands of years. It sounds, Pamela, like a really, really good play. Can you just give us the details one more time for our listeners to scribble on pieces of paper at home?
Yes, it's opening November the 12th at the Odyssey Theater, and you can get tickets. I'm looking it up here. You can get tickets at plays411.com/waiting. And I think there's also a telephone number. No, I don't have a telephone number.
But it's Odyssey Theater. We're big fans here of Odyssey.
It's the Odyssey Theater in West Los Angeles on Sepulveda Boulevard.
And if you're Googling that, friends and neighbors, this is the theater. So
the
it is.
Theater.
It's spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Absolutely.
It's very. That's how you know it's classy. If it's E-R, don't walk in, don't buy the ticket. If it's R-E, you're guaranteed quality thespian experiences. I want to thank you so much, Pamela Dunlap. Very accomplished actor. We know you for so many things, such as Girls and Mad Men on HBO. Waiting for Grace sounds like an amazing play. Thank you so much for being part of the bigger picture.
Thanks for having us. Come and see it.
We will. Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be back to you in just 2 minutes' time.